Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The last couple of years, I think we've seen two things happening. On one side, the crypto people have kind of waking up at the concept of real world assets, which is a bit of a terrible name, but it somehow signifies that these are real stuff that you put on chain as opposed to more imaginary things that we were doing before.
BlackRock and Securitize recently announced a fund called the BlackRock USD Institutional Digital Liquidity Fund, or BIDL. This is BlackRock's first tokenized investment fund, and it saw $160 million in inflows in the first week. BIDL is a tokenized money market fund that invests in U.S. Treasury bills, repurchase agreements, and cash, and it uses the Ethereum blockchain for issuing tokens, which are designed to offer a stable value of $1 per token and pay dividends to qualified investors. While this is a totally different product than the spot Bitcoin ETF, this news is yet another example of how TradFi might interact with blockchain projects moving forward. Securitize CEO Carlos Domingo has been working on tokenization of real-world assets for years. He says that the last few years have been moving really, really slow, and that crypto was previously moving in a completely different direction. Now he tells me crypto people are waking up to the concept of real-world assets. We have to pause here because you're probably wondering, what are real-world assets? Now, you are not alone. Real-world assets can be defined as any asset, physical or digital, that's value is derived from their existence outside of the blockchain, from the real world. Now, by tokenizing these assets, they are easily tradable on digital exchanges and at a global scale. Carlos joined me to unpack what Securitize's relationship with BlackRock means for the future of TradFi and real-world assets, and even weighed in on how regulators view these kinds of products. Let's take a listen. Carlos Domingo, welcome to First Mover.
Hi, Jen. Thanks for inviting me.
Of course. Thanks for being here. Now, let's get right into this, because all anyone can talk about is real-world assets, and this is a big story when it comes to the advancement of real-world assets, I'd say. So BlackRock and Securitize have now partnered to launch the BlackRock USD Institutional Digital Liquidity Fund. Let's start right at the beginning. Explain to me what it is and what gap it fills.
Well, this is the first tokenized fund that BlackRock, as the largest asset manager in the world, is launching. It's on the public Ethereum blockchain. It's basically like a money market fund, a cash equivalent fund that contains overnight repos and three-month treasuries. And we are Securitize. We're very proud that we've been chosen to be the transfer agent for the fund, the tokenization platform, as well as the main distributor with our broker-dealer Securitize Markets.
Talk to me about this first step, right? What future are we working towards when it comes to the tokenization of real-world assets, and how do you think we'll get there?
So as you know, we've been on this for a long time, probably longer than anybody else. The last few years, it was very slow-moving. I think crypto was moving in a completely different direction, and I think the last couple of years, I think we've seen two things happening. On one side, the crypto people have kind of waking up at the concept of real world assets, which is a bit of a terrible name, but it somehow signifies that these are real stuff that you put on chain as opposed to more imaginary things that we were doing before. And then at the same time, I think that you know, companies like ours and others have evolved from a technology stack perspective, as well as from a regulatory coverage in terms of having the necessary licenses, to now being able to bring the largest asset managers in the world, like we've been working with KKR, Hamilton Lane, now BlackRock, to really bring their assets on chain, to make them more productive, make them easier to interact with crypto, easier to trade, easier to redeem, etc. So I think that this is just the tip of the iceberg. It's actually still a very, very small industry as opposed to other things. But I think now we're seeing an inflection point in terms of the growth of this part of the industry.
You started unpacking it there, but tell me a little bit more. Why do we need the tokenization of real world assets? Why do we need them on chain? They weren't on chain before, and they seem like they were doing all right.
Well, so if you think about what blockchain is at the end of the day, blockchain is a very, very good ledger that is public ledger, that is cryptographically secure, where you can represent things that represent certain value and move them very efficiently across the different market participants. And a ledger where you can represent both securities, like this fund is a security, as well as cash, like, you know, tokenized cash, like stable coins. And this is a very unique situation. Like in traditional finance, in capital markets, not having a very good ledger is actually problematic in terms of how you represent ownership, how you move the ownership around, how you trade and settle the trade, because you have to move the securities and the cash, et cetera. So I think that bringing those things on chain provides tremendous, not just efficiencies, but also kind of like functionality that you can unlock in these securities that, as you said, they were doing well, but they can do better than they were doing before now.
Tell me a little bit about the institutional interest you had before this news broke. What kind of questions were institutions asking?
I think that, you know, when we started on this in 2018, we approached institutions back then. And, you know, the reality is that it was very early days for blockchain. The word token had a bit of a negative connotation because of all the ICO craziness that happened there and all the enforcement actions, etc. I think over the years, what we've seen is that, you know, first, the blockchain infrastructure has improved significantly. I think that people feel more comfortable with it. There's been, you know, more resilient on networks, more easier key management, wallet management, etc. And at the same time, we've built the regulatory coverage to be able to bring these institutions on chain with comfort and peace of mind that this is probably, you know, legal, and that is that there's a regulatory framework of how to do this in a legal way. So what we're looking now is that, you know, the last few years, you know, there's been a huge interest towards the space, but, you know, a lot of institutions like, you know, as I mentioned, KKR, Hamilton Lane, they've been like, you know, very forward thinking, and now BlackRock in terms of being the first ones. But I think now that we have some of the largest asset managers in the world, it's a no-brainer for anybody in the space to really start, you know, looking at how they can leverage this technology to improve their operations and how they manage their and distribute their assets.
Do you think this approval of the Spot Bitcoin ETF was the catalyst, was the thing that you needed to really get people to start understanding real world assets and how they might unlock things in the traditional financial system that we didn't previously have?
I see those things are completely different, right? So the Bitcoin ETF is a Web3 asset like Bitcoin that is wrapped in a, if you own Web2 asset, which is an ETF, to take a Web3 asset and put it in the traditional financial system. This is actually the opposite. This is about taking some traditional financial products and move them on chain. So it's a Web2 asset that you wrap it around a Web3 to make it more productive. So obviously the Bitcoin ETF has bring legitimacy to the space, and BlackRock, as you know, has been the most successful one there. But I see this as completely the opposite move, right? So it's how you bring TradFi into crypto as opposed to bringing crypto into TradFi.
What assets will the fund hold?
So the fund is what is referring the industry as a money market fund. So it's a cash equivalent type of product that provides a yield based on the Fed rates. So it holds overnight repos and 3 month dated treasuries. So it's very liquid. We are offering daily liquidity through our redemption wallet. So that's essentially what the product is.
And who can participate in the product?
The current product is for qualified purchasers for institutions. So it's aimed as basically a number of use cases. So obviously, treasury management is the most obvious one. That's what a lot of people do with their cash. And today, you know, they have to go and open accounts with a traditional bank or financial service institution. So now they can do that directly on chain with more easier interaction with the rest of the products they have. The other use cases is building derivative products. We've seen already some companies announcing how they can actually build their products on top of something that is on chain. And then the third one is actually collateral for trading, right? So we've seen also one firm already, FalconX, that announced that they will be taking this as collateral for the trading facility. which will improve the performance of the trading because the collateral is providing a yield. So.
Outside of this specific news, BlackRock has made a strategic investment in Securitize. Talk to us about what that partnership might look like moving forward. Have you gotten that far in discussions?
First, we were very pleased that BlackRock has not only selected us as their partner for tokenization, but that also have made a strategic investment and they've taken a board seat in the company. So for us, this is a hugely important relationship. It's the largest asset manager in the world, but it's also, you know, shows their commitment towards the space and our company. Of course, we're expecting this to be the first of many different projects. We're not allowed to talk about the roadmap. We're focusing on what we're doing now. But yes, this is not, as you can imagine, from an investment happening alongside with the project, this is not a one-off relationship.
Are you working with any other institutions that you can tell us about, other than the ones you've already mentioned?
Well, the ones that are not announced, we're not allowed to talk about it. But as you can imagine, we've been talking to many institutions over the last years. And as we have been adding large asset managers to our portfolio of customers, you know, we bring them one step closer to be able to do something. And after the announcement of this project, obviously, we got a massive amount of attention and you know, companies that either were talking to us already or new companies that have reached out to us to see what they can do. So I think that we're going to see the next 12 to 18 months, a significantly increase in the tokenization of real world assets space.
You know, when we talk about the intersection between crypto and TradFi, regulation always comes up. Have you engaged with regulators on the tokenization of real world assets? Have there been any challenges there in bringing a product like this with BlackRock to market?
So obviously we are a regulated company, so we are a registered transfer agent with the SEC, and we also have a broker-dealer which is a member of FINRA. So obviously we do talk to regulators all the time for a variety of reasons, because we want to upgrade our licenses, because we want to explain them what we're doing, or because they come with questions when they see projects. What we do are securities, so a lot of the controversy in crypto about which things are securities or not doesn't really apply to us. I think there's still room for improvement in certain areas of regulation for what we do. But for the most part, I think that, you know, we have the necessary licenses to be able to operate in a regulated manner with securities, which is what we're doing with BlackRock.
I guess when I ask that, I mean, you know, what kind of questions are regulators asking? Often when we hear about the intersection of products like this, there's a lot of education that needs to happen right, between the company and the regulators. Is this just something that was understood from the get-go because you're licensed, because you're already dealing with securities?
Well, we started approaching the SEC in particular, which is our regulator, in 2019, before we filed to register as a transfer agent. What I have to say is that the level of understanding they have about the space is, you know, increased exponentially over the years, because obviously 2019 to now is 5 years, so they've been seeing many projects, they've been talking to many firms like us and others, and I think that they've got you know, a lot more up to speed about what we do. There's still a lot of, like, you know, questions about, you know, how do you, what ledger is the right one, like which blockchains can be used or not for these, if they're at the end of the day, you know, solid, you know, financial services infrastructure where you can represent securities in an efficient way, what's going to happen if there's a fork, if there's a 51% attack, like all these things that can happen on blockchain, what happens if somebody loses the private keys of the wallet, etc. So I think that they're asking those questions that are related to this new infrastructure that we're using for doing, if you want, traditional stuff with new infrastructure.
And on that topic, I know that you're regulated by the SEC. The fund is incorporated in the British Virgin Islands. How does that work when it comes to working with an American regulator and having it incorporated over in the BVI?
We sell to US investors, so obviously we're still regulated by the SEC, and we use a SEC registered transfer agent and a FINRA member broker dealer. So we're still regulated under the SEC, even though the fund is not incorporated here.
And Carlos, just to wrap it up, I know we started the interview like this. Look into your crystal ball, take a look into the future. Talk to me about what this unlocks for folks 10, 20 years from now. Where are we headed when it comes to the tokenization of real world assets? And you're right, real world assets, we need another name for that.
So I think that, look, this last week with the new fund coming on chain, we exceeded the $1 billion mark on tokenized treasuries. There is also several hundred millions in credit that we have one of the funds with Hamilton Lane. There is other tokenization efforts in different parts of the space with real estate, et cetera. I think that the main, in my opinion, breakthrough will be when the overall space becomes 1 trillion. As crypto became a few years ago, that became 1 trillion market cap, the overall crypto space. Because at that point in time, this becomes too large and too important for anybody to ignore it, right? So my hope is that, you know, we start with 1 billion, then we'll go to 10, then 100, then 1 trillion. And that's when really the space is taking off and become part of the capital markets infrastructure.
Well, Carlos, congratulations on the launch of the new product. And we'll be watching closely to see what you announce next.
Thank you very much.